Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he counts. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now, here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday to all across the Delaware Valley. Oh. Let me give the big sigh from Friday night, Saturday morning to today. I got to tell you, Friday night, when I saw the big man gimp off, I was about to change vocations and leave. I was about to go to Bolivia. I was beside myself in panic. I couldn't believe it. When I saw him land awkwardly, right off the bat, I went, are you kidding me? We're going to have to endure this? This? And then I couldn't even sleep Friday night after it. And then Saturday morning, I do this show, national show, early. And I couldn't even concentrate on it. Because all I kept thinking about was Joel Embiid and the knee, the pending MRI. I haven't been scared like that since Wentz and that fateful day in Los Angeles. The day that basically paved the way for Carson Wentz's end of his career as an Eagle. And all I kept thinking is, you're going to take Joel Embiid? That's not fair. That's not fair. No. Thankfully, mercifully, he'll be back. And in the interim, last night, boys look good. Andrew, play the song. I don't know about you. I can't tell you the last time I was that scared. Really. I mean, the Wentz deal, you knew, barring a miracle, he was done. And all I kept thinking about is not Joe. You can't take Joe. No, you can't have Joe. It's bad enough. It's going to hurt his MVP chances, which kills me. But as long as he's around for the playoffs, and it's all that matters. But my Lord, was that just frightening. And then yesterday, they came back. I will tell you, they, and I know it's Spurs, they're banged up, they don't really have anybody. But man, that was a great defensive effort, too. That was a good ball game, man. Danny Green played really well. Looked very young and spry. Matisse looked good. Defensively, Tobias continues to be a rock. And Ben was great in his return. So that was good. And that continues my hope. Because Lord knows, the Flyers are not the panacea. Man, oh man. They're not good. I didn't see that coming. I got to be real here. I didn't see the Flyers being this bad. I didn't. I thought, well, they need defensemen. I was kind of sloughing off this horrific stretch where the only team they can really beat is Sabres, who stink. But they're just not good. They need more scoring punch. They obviously, when we're talking about their need for real defensemen, and the kid's messed up. And you saw the other night, Elliott had no chance. I mean, they can't beat a good team. They may not make the playoffs, and that is inexcusable. And I didn't see that coming. I didn't see it coming at all. That was a blindside piece. So it's all about the Sixers from here on out. Good morning, Tunis.
Hey, what's going on? Just tweeting out some of your opening remarks.
I was so scared, man. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, I mean, as you should be. I mean, you saw him go down like that.
I didn't want to call you. I didn't even text you. I didn't want to deal with anybody. I put the phone away.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I was scared.
Yeah, at that point, you have the Wojnarowski alerts on, right? You're just waiting to get the information about whether or not there's structural damage or anything, and thank God there isn't. Thank God it's just 2 to 3 weeks. But that moment that happens, first of all, the season's over.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Even though I like this team, and I like what they did last night, first of all, it's season over. They got no shot without Embiid.
No shot whatsoever. No, forget about it. Like, last night only matters because Embiid's coming back in a couple weeks.
Right.
So that's why it matters.
Exactly.
Because if Embiid was out for the season, then, I mean, we would be out for the season.
Another second round elimination, probably.
And maybe first round.
Yeah. Well, you got Tony Bradley.
I mean,
guy's a stud.
All kidding aside, I can't even joke about that, man. I can't be facetious. I can't be sarcastic. I mean, that's how close we came.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I was listening to Tyrone on Saturday morning, and he goes, "We have to stop being negative." I'm going, dude, what do you want from me? All I can, the dude lives off the floor. Like, I saw, you know, it was basically that where your life flashes before your eyes.
Right.
Like,
you saw Joe's?
I saw the title flash before her eyes.
You saw, like, a parade down Broad Street?
Yeah. Like, that was it. Like, I spent the whole night sleepless.
What did Tyrone mean by we have to stop being so negative?
I guess he thought,
like, are we bringing bad karma?
He thought that we jumped to conclusions.
We do, but on both ways, too.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know how you don't jump when you watch it. How you're not afraid.
Well, yeah, especially with, let's face it, Embiid has an injury history. So yeah. You see that happen, you go, oh, my God.
Well, it could be anybody. Forget an injury history. When you're
you see somebody land like that.
Right. I mean, that's what that's...
Or his knee is like on on an angle.
Hello? Right. That's what... That's not about... And if, God forbid, he would have suffered an injury, it wouldn't have been because he was injury prone. It would be because of how he fell and how he landed. I mean, that's what that was. That wasn't some, oh, he's injury prone. He's not. I mean, that wasn't, he's been playing. Oh, that was horrible. I can't take that. I can't.
Are you bubble wrapping him?
No, he's got to play. You can't bubble wrap him. He's got to be in shape.
Yes, he does. So, yeah, we know how he gets.
So he can't be bubble wrapped. He's got to play. And he's got to play, period. Like, there's no bubble wrap no more. I'm out on the bubble wrap. He's just got to play. And we got to hold our breath. And we got to avoid, you know, that Garrison Matthews. I was about to go after Garrison Matthews. Go and find him. I mean, yo, dude, what are you doing there, Garrison?
Hey, come on now. We should still go after LeBron from earlier in the season, too, with the back.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that was bad.
Like, the guy's got an open dunk. Let it go.
Exactly. What are you going to do?
Why are we shoving guys when they're dunking?
Exactly.
LeBron.
Exactly. Now, that was bad, man. It scared me.
Yeah, it did. But thank God, 2 to 3 weeks, no structural damage on the MRI.
What does it say, though? What does it say that... We had, and I don't know, I didn't look at Twitter, I don't know. What was the reaction of everyone?
Oh, everybody's freaking out.
Yeah.
Now, I know that there are people that were out there, and I brought this up with Jamie yesterday. I hate this type of reaction, but there were people out there that did, see, here it is, Embiid. Like, they wait for the injury. There are people that wait for the injury. They go, see, I told you that you can't depend on this guy.
Yeah, but again, that injury wouldn't have been because...
I know, but because it was Embiid. It's just, see, look, there he is again, getting hurt.
But that's not accurate.
But that's part of the reaction that was out there Friday night.
That's an inaccurate reaction.
I agree with you. But the majority of it was fear.
That's why I don't pay attention to that, to that stuff.
Okay. The majority of it was fear and season over.
Listen,
and we can't have nice things.
I had legit fear.
And as a former president of the United States once say,
Bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
Bad things. No, I know. I had that whole, it almost ruined my whole weekend.
But yeah. It could have ruined your 2021.
I got news for you. If he was hurt.
Your summer's over.
Done.
You're like, Phillies are nice. And that's about it.
No, that's it. All we got right now. I'm going to tell you guys straight up, all right? For the next year, barring a Flyers deal and...
Phillies get hot, like hot.
You know, I just don't know if this... I don't think they got the pitching.
But if they get hot
contender.
Deadline, they're like, they're in a good spot.
Right.
They bring in an arm.
But your best chance... for any kind of prolonged playoff run, by far, is the Sixers.
Oh, yeah. Not even close.
And, I mean, if that went away, again, I was going to move to Bolivia. Or somewhere where they don't speak English.
Yeah, you just disappear. You'd have to go somewhere where they don't follow the NBA.
Yeah, I can't take... sometimes I start to think of myself... You know what's funny? So I was wondering how the other half lives.
Those who don't care about sports?
Yes. Like they don't let something they can't control
ruin their weekend,
affect them emotionally. And that's an interesting dynamic because I don't know what that feels like.
Yeah, it's crazy. My wife will panic over the smallest things, right? And I'll go, I'll get over it. But when Embiid gets hurt, I'm sinking in my couch, right? Like, depressed. And she goes, get over it.
Is that what she says?
Yeah, pretty much.
Get over it. That's a violation. Okay. That's a stone violation. Well, Christy, by the way. No, I wonder how they... that they're not bothered by... external things like that.
Yeah, they just move on.
Well, they were never there in the first place,
right?
So they don't know what it means.
Yeah, I don't know.
But all
I don't know how that feels.
Like, how do you explain what these teams mean to you? And that's the mission that I come with today. The mission is how do we explain what they mean to us individually. How do you articulate that another, like I'm a grown man and another grown man's knee almost made me miserable and affect every aspect.
You would have offered your knee up to him.
And it's
sick. Here, take this healthy knee.
Yes.
Somewhat healthy knee.
Yeah, it's been repaired a couple times. But that's the point. I mean, what's that say? How do you articulate what these teams mean to us?
It almost makes us seem like more of losers.
Well, that's almost. For sure. As the bro walks in. I mean, think about this. I couldn't sleep over Embiid's knee. The bro who knows sports... It's a great sportsman. He can't bring himself to look at the obvious when it comes to the Eagles. He has to live in Disney World, even though he knows that they have no chance in hell that they're going to be 8-8 next year. There's no chance in hell that they're going to be 8-8. And the bro who is a smart football guy knows this, but yet he can't bring himself to look and see the obvious.
I said absolute best case scenario was 8 wins.
You have no shot.
They're a 6-win team.
There are no chance for 8 wins. Best case scenario. Your ass is best case. And here's the thing.
If they have 8 wins, that means Jalen Hurts is real.
Dude, tell me how Jalen Hurts is going to lift that team with no weapons?
Jamar Chase, baby.
Stop.
Oh, Kyle Pitts.
Stop. Dude, what are you doing?
They got
to
two
yourself?
Good lines. Offensive and defensive line are solid.
Huh?
Where are they not solid in the trenches?
What? I don't want to have this conversation. Are you serious?
Where are they not?
Okay, so let's look at it. You got your center's 1,000 years old. Your one tackle hasn't been healthy for 3 years.
He'll be all right.
How do you know?
He had surgery to correct the problem that's been hounding him. I believe in science, Anthony, and our doctors.
Oh my God, I can't have this conversation.
They're good in the lines.
No, they're not. They're not good. The other guard hasn't played in 3 years. Every year, he suffers a season-ending injury. How do you explain? Now, tell me about the other side of the line.
The defensive side?
No, the other side of the offensive line.
I think Jordan Mailata is going to be solid.
Okay. All right. And then you like the defensive line, too. That's 1,000.
I think they're good. Line. Yeah, the rest of the
they're
problems.
They're good? Who's their edge beast?
Javon Hargrave had a really good second half of the season. Fletcher Cox is a monster. Brandon Graham still performs, and I love Josh Sweat. I think he's going to take a step.
Yeah, you're delusional. You're absolutely delusional.
What's wrong about that defensive line? Hargrave, Cox, and Graham are all good.
They're all Brandon Graham is old.
And he's very productive still. I'm not saying their future is bright. God.
Fletcher Cox, by the way, disappeared half the year because they had to double him, right? Brandon Graham started off great and fizzled in the second half of the year. They couldn't sniff the quarterback. They couldn't sniff a turnover. But you think they're good? I want what you smoke.
Okay.
I think your O-line rosiness is ridiculously naive.
Why? Again, because I'm banking on them being healthy?
Yes.
When okay, maybe. It. We'll see.
Well, again, that's... The whole point of the conversation is that, which is we need these teams. We care so deeply about these teams that I'm up all night panicked about another man's knee.
Yeah.
That I couldn't sleep thinking about his knee. How do we articulate with these teams? You can't even face reality. You live in another plane of happy, you know, football land.
I don't think so.
You do. Trust me, bro. That's not the
okay.
That's not the conversation I want to have. My point is, how do we articulate to the other side that they don't know what we do? They look at us like aliens. How do we articulate what these teams mean to us?
I don't know. Like, my buddy was over Friday night that's not a sports fan, and he looked at me like I was a mutant because I was upset about Embiid.
Exactly.
And he started mocking me.
Right. What?
But, like, he's a lost cause. I can't portray to him what it means to me.
But, again, that's the point. That's the exercise today.
Yeah, they'll never understand.
How do we let them understand? How do we make them comprehend?
Maybe if your favorite show gets canceled unexpectedly.
Yeah, but nobody's
not a sports fan.
Listen, I love my TV. You know, there's shows I go nuts. I'm on that Gamora kick, whatever. But there's no TV show that I care about that rivals my love of sports.
Yeah, but I'm saying the non-sports people.
Yeah, but nobody loves television the way we love sports, the way we love these teams.
But if they don't love sports, that means they're passionate about something.
Yeah, but
it's probably TV shows.
But I think it's less external. I think they're into their hobbies, but they don't care about anything in the same vein that we do. Right? They're not fanatical thinking about letting other people affect our lives.
Like if Pearl Jam broke up, would it rip you apart?
No.
Yeah, see? Like, I don't know. I don't think there's anything comparable.
Maybe you might be worried about music. I don't know.
Maybe
that's
I don't know.
But I don't think there's anything comparable either. Thank you, bro. The tram to the small world is to your right, bro. Please exit orderly fashion. Let's talk about natural lawn, shall we? Oh, I was almost out of the lawn, crawling, crying. Oh, Joe, looking up at the stars. Why have you forsaken me, God? But you know what? The beauty is that I could be on the ground looking up at the stars on a lovely lawn, Tunis. That's right. Natural Lawn, locally owned. And for 30 years, Natural Lawn's been around. That's right. They give you results. They give you peace of mind. You'll have a safer, greener, weed-free lawn. It's why I chose Natural Lawn of America. My lawn has some problem areas, right? Like yours. There's no, you know, there's no cookie-cutter lawn. They have different shady areas and wet areas and weed-free, all kinds of stuff, right? That encompasses the entire lawn. So that's where Natural Lawn does a custom approach. And their exclusive organic-based lawn care products, all right, make the lawn beautiful. And they reduce chemical pesticide by 85%. Safer for the whole family. The dogs, the kids. That's right. Take advantage of their limited-time offer. Schedule Natural Lawn's full-service program and get free seeding every year. That's free seeding every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED, 800-F-R-E-E. S-E-E-E-D. Choose my lawn care company. Yeah. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
Well, I was thinking brackets, quite frankly. It's actually the two things I was thinking about. Well, I was thinking about the brackets, and I was like, huh, I can't wait to like kind of dive into them today until I talked to Chudis, and that was dampened. And then the other thing was, I realized I hate to stay the like, savings time because it was dark. And I got to be real with you guys. I didn't want to get up. I didn't. And the kids didn't want to get up either because I drive to school every day.
Yeah. So that was, I'm sure.
My wife was like, you guys got to get up, like the all three of us. And I remember thinking, well, daylight savings, we need that now?
No, we really don't. It's just, all right, the sun's up longer. Cool. Doesn't mean the time should change.
You lose the hour.
Like, I respect those who live in the Phoenix, Arizona area. Is it just Arizona, or is it just Phoenix, or is it the state?
I think it's the state.
Okay. I respect them for not having this BS daylight saving time.
Like, come I missed now. The hour yesterday morning.
Hey, yeah, same. I had to get up early from the shore.
Oh, even if, yeah, you were whacked Saturday night.
Yeah, I imbibed. I was on the golf course at noon, and I didn't stop till 11 at night. And I had to get up at 6:45 to make the trip up from Brigantine to the studio here for the Sunday morning show, 9 to 12, Sal Chunis and the Bro. Chunis and the Bro. Yeah, I missed that hour of sleep, too.
So, dude, you were hungover, and you had to deal with Jamie telling you the Eagles
were winning games. Eight games. Yeah. And we alternate driving each week.
That's cruel.
Yesterday was my week to drive the show. That's, do the alternate.
That's,
yeah.
That's almost cruel.
Yeah, yesterday was... I was tired yesterday.
How'd you feel for it?
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, it kind of sucked.
Yeah. Did you play the sheep sound for it, bro?
No, I did not. I don't have the board. You know, you see how the drop board is, like, turned?
Yeah.
I do the same thing. I don't care about the drops.
Well, I care about the drops, but I let you do the drops.
Yeah, all right. So this morning, I woke up, and I wasn't, like, tired because I was up late last night or anything. So I didn't imbibe yesterday, and I did imbibe Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right? It was the nice day Thursday. Remember, it was 70 degrees Thursday, down the shore Friday, golf course Saturday. I had the clearest dreams last night.
Like, really?
Here, I was sitting in this seat, dude. Like, I forget what we were talking about, but, like, it looks like it looks right now. We were talking about some sort of nonsense. Honestly, we were talking about Drexel basketball. I do Dragons! Remember now. Because remember, last week, we hit on a couple Drexel Dragon plays.
Right.
In their conference tournament.
That's right.
So I guess that was on my mind, the Drexel Dragons. And then I had one dream of my buddy was playing quarterback for Purdue. And he was playing on a torn ACL. And he didn't play football past middle school.
So you got the Brees. So your brother, your friend was Drew Brees.
Yeah, pretty much. He's playing on a torn ACL.
And he retired?
Maybe that's what it was, too. I don't know. Dude, I had the clearest dreams last night.
You were dreaming about...
To the point where
you
I
really
woke
were
up.
Dreaming about Drew Brees. And
yeah.
Drew Brees was your buddy. You got to think for Drew Brees.
No. I kind of hate Drew Brees and his noodle arm.
I do, too.
He's a hate-the-face.
I don't like Drew Brees, either.
No, I'm anti-Drew Brees.
It's funny. Listen, I respect... What a great career, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I've never been a Brees guy.
No, I'm anti-Drew Brees.
I like big arm quarterbacks. You know what I mean? So I never liked these.
Or little guys that can actually move. He can't move.
Yeah, I might even...
I'm kind of anti-Drew Brees.
I'm not that big a fan of little guys either, but... I never liked them.
But yeah, I woke up tired today because I feel like I was up all night watching movies. That's how clear they were.
Wow, that's
I was weird. With my buddy's parents... At their house, like, it was the weirdest thing yesterday.
Any good dreams?
Hey, he threw a touchdown pass in a game on a torn ACL. Like, that was kind of cool. Maybe I was thinking about Carson, because he had the torn ACL, and I, you know, throwing it to Alshon. The rat.
Yeah, today, it's weird, because today's free agency, legal tampering, right?
Yes.
But, I mean, I got no juice for it.
None.
None.
Like, I'm excited to see where guys go to other teams and pay attention.
I always like paying attention to it,
but you
as far as going, being excited on...
Who can the Eagles get?
They're not going to land anyone, so who cares? Not going to get anybody. All right. Let's take a quick TO and then come back. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Would you rather have the daylight, just curious, in the morning or at night?
At night.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, as my father said, you can play ball with Mossy at night.
Yeah, right? I'm a big longer, you know, during the
day. So I do agree with that. I just don't like to deal with it. Like, you know, today it was dark and cold.
See, I like the longer daytime because you can be on the beach longer.
Yeah, I hear.
Till like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, listen, you know.
Listen, my
part of my life there.
Yeah. All right, Cuz Radio Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. And that's kind of the theme today, which is how in the world do we explain to the scores of people? And there are. We had a guy call up last week who didn't watch a second of the NFL. Dude, you remember that guy?
Yeah, he said, once COVID hit and he didn't like all the politics and how much COVID was brought up. Not politics in terms of left and right. He brought up he was tired of hearing COVID mentioned during football games.
I mean.
And he was like, I'm trying to get away from COVID. So when I watch a football game and they're talking about it, that doesn't help me.
That's amazing to me, right? That here's a guy that just didn't watch a game of football. Like, we can't even imagine that. Like, it's unfathomable. So here we are, and here I am Friday night, so concerned over another man's knee. How do we articulate what these teams mean to us? That's where my head is at this Monday. Now, I think about it. I go, I have my kids, love my kids, my family, the whole thing, right? But what has been a constant in my life since I was little, as long as I can remember, were these teams. And so their fortunes matter deeply to me. And I know that's the case with our listeners. And I'm trying to figure out how that sounds like. Like what that sounds like to the non-sports fan whose mood isn't, it doesn't matter about whims.
I mean, right? I don't know how to articulate it, but yeah, like I can come up with moments like when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Like I still remember I was like shaking, right? And I hugged my wife and whatnot. She goes, "Oh my God, you're shaking!" And I was like, "Yeah, the Eagles just won the Super Bowl," and like she was happy for the city, happy for me, happy for the Eagles. But obviously, she didn't get the same reaction as I did, or as the people parading on Broad Street. You know what I mean? Like she was kind of like, "Oh, yeah. This is so cool." I'm like, "Yeah, it's cool."
And it's funny because being a sports fan is a different type of thing. It doesn't include personal accomplishments, right? Like this, it's not about the individual accomplishment. It's not akin to that. So you can't compare it to something like that to the non-sports fan. Comparing it to the non-sports fan is allowing your mood, positive, negative, to be impacted greatly by an external force.
Right. Like, we're miserable a week after the Eagles lose. Like, for 3 days at least. Wednesday, Thursday is when you start turning your attention in the next week. But that Monday, Tuesday, the rest of your day, Sunday, they play 1 o'clock and they lose by 4:30. You're miserable the rest of your Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah. And you're sitting there watching postgame, right? You're probably just sitting back. And they're probably like, all right, go do this. Like my wife would tell me to go do something. Now I'm working during post game, but like, oh, go take out the trash or something. And I'm like, no, I gotta sit in my sorrow here. I gotta
wallow.
I gotta mope here.
No, wallowing is a big deal.
Yeah, let me wallow.
Right. No, the wallow is a big deal.
They don't wallow.
They don't. I know. I guess there's no. Does it sound pathetic?
I'm sure it does.
Like, I can't tell you. I was trying to articulate what the Embiid thing Monday meant. I mean, Saturday morning, what it meant. Because I was talking to a bunch of sports fans across the nation. I'm like, guys, you don't understand. I'm on pins and needles right now because I'm waiting for an MRI.
Right.
Not about myself, not an MRI on Joel Embiid's knee, because that MRI is going to be the key to my happiness over the next 3 months.
Yeah, pretty much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.